All right, everybody, welcome, welcome. It is time for another Toolbox Tuesday.
Yeah, we just talked about the kind of what a team member needs to prepare to kind of start their own career and kind of move forward and the training that we can offer with them. And I think this is a little bit of the opposite side is kind of, from a from an owner standpoint, from the person hiring that person is what do we need to set up as business owners to give people kind of a pathway to start their career, middle of the career and finish their career, and how do we really create a lot of transparency and a lot of motivation, a lot of and really a lot of passion for kind of the career that they're going to start.
Yeah. And just to give you guys a little bit of context, over on our education page, which is our training platform for team members, have been talking over the last couple of weeks about what it takes to start a new career in dentistry. And we have been going through these same conversations as I've been doing interviews for our own practices. And we have a lot of great people who are interested in starting a career, but they don't know what the path to promotion looks like. They don't know what is possible from an advancement standpoint or a licensing standpoint. And honestly, a lot of them are not prepared to take a financial pay cut. And if they're starting without any experience, it's going to be a little bit of time before they can move up the ranks. So I've been trying to coach some of those team members so that it doesn't just scare them away from starting a new career, but so that they are prepared for what that's going to take. Do they need to save for the next 6 months to be prepared to start from the bottom and then work their way up? Also, trying to put into perspective for team members that, hey, you're investing in them also. If you're willing to take someone on that you're going to train without any experience, that's an investment in you. So it has to work on both sides of the coin.
Right. And there's a lot of things we can set up. It's not very hard. It does take some time. It does take some guidance. And we provide all that for our clients. But it definitely takes a lot of intention with kind of how we're going to build this for our team members. Because the one frustration we hear over and over and over again from both sides, but the one I'm talking about now is from team members, is that they really don't know what they need to do for a promotion or for a pay raise or to contribute more to the team or to kind of move up the ladder
Right.
in their job that they have right now.
And we've been in this situation before as well. I'm sure that owners you have also, where you have someone who starts with you, and then a couple minutes into it, they say, well, actually, I can't continue this anymore because I can't take the financial pay cut right now. I'm not able to cover my personal expenses. And we're going, well, we should have had that conversation 2 months ago before, we've gone through a full training program. And again, make sure that they know that this is also temporary. Something that we discussed on our team episode is, if you're going to a dental assisting program, for example, at a community college, those programs are usually a year. And if someone needs to be able to work during that time, it really makes it prohibitive for someone to not be working for an entire year just to receive the training that they need to start a new career.
Right.
So, a couple of questions that we're throwing out there for you owners to think about is, are you hiring for fit or for experience? You've heard us talk about our First 400 program. That is our team onboarding program that accelerates your team onboarding from 6 months to 60 days. It enables us to hire people for fit, for culture fit, for mindset fit, and not without dental experience. If you're just searching for those unicorns with dental experience, you are very limited as far as what your applicant pool might be.
Yeah, it's been a huge inflection point for our business is to be able to broaden our hiring pool or broaden our reach or who we're actually looking for. And we hear it time and time again that people are so grateful and excited that they would even be considered without dental experience. And they're some of our best team members. And I mean, right now at this point, I think 90%, if not more, of our team started with us with no dental experience. And it's gone from a place where we just had to do that to kind of grow and attract certain team members. We could not wait around for someone with a lot of dental experience to now that's actually our preference.
Right.
And it's really, and I'm not saying that lightly. It's we actually will choose someone with the right culture fit, with the right mindset fit, someone who's kind of got the batteries included, things like that. We will choose that person 10 times out of 10 over someone with dental experience that maybe has not quite all of the aptitude, the attitude, excuse me, of the other person. So.
Well, and again, we've been in this situation. You hire someone who has 20 years of dental assisting experience, you expect that they're going to come and plug and play. And then you hear the list of excuses. Well, I haven't assisted with that, or that's not the way we do it, or sure, I can do sterilization without gloves on. The things that you just take for granted, they're just not there. You don't know what you're getting. It's a grab bag. It's a grab bag situation. Experience does not automatically translate to someone being a participatory member of your team right off the bat. And and your team knows better than anybody else what that looks like and what those expectations are from your team members.
Right.
So, do you have a path to promotion to help recruit motivated individuals who could impact your team long term? I'm having a conversation right now with a team member who hasn't started with us yet. We haven't accepted offer, but she is already asking, okay, what can I do? What does that trajectory look like? What is required for me to get to the next level? So that it is very black and white. She knows what the tiers are, she knows what the percentages are, and what it will take to get there. It's not, oh, of course, there's an opportunity for you to advance. No, what does that actually look like? What steps do you need to take? Because if we are just vague about it, people don't know if that's possible now. They don't know if that's possible 5 years from now. They don't know if someone has to retire for them to be able to reach that new position. So they have a really hard time trying to plan out, their personal finances. Like, hey, if I'm taking a pay cut temporarily, okay, how long does that last? How long do I need to make it until I can get to that point of where I want to be from an income standpoint?
Yeah, what we've noticed over time too is that the good team members, they will move on if they don't have a clear path to promotion. They want to know how they can move up. They want to know how they can do more, how they can contribute more, how they can help the business grow. And when they don't have that, or they don't have an employer that's not willing to foster that growth or foster that career growth that, for them, they get stagnated, and that's when they leave. And I think the mediocre team members don't need it as much. They're just as happy, kind of just settling in and not ruffling feathers and just kind of doing their job day in, day out. They're not bad by any stretch of the imagination all the time, but they're generally not looking for ways to move up the ladder. They're definitely not looking for ways to help the business grow more. And I think those are the people that we're really trying to do this for, that we're trying to do this for the people that are going to be the A players. And for those people, it really, really does matter.
Well, absolutely. And a lot of times it might just be lack of communication, not even miscommunication, right? Because in your mind, you're thinking, well, of course, I'm going to help that person grow. And, of course, there's an opportunity there. Your team members aren't mind readers, and no response is still a response. So they might be assuming that means that that's not a possibility. And, we've talked about before, the average turnover right now is every 1.8 years. They're looking for other opportunities out there, and they might just be assuming that you don't have it if it's not something you've talked about. We've talked on other episodes about finances and how open we are with finances. We do not shy away from finances, whether it's team members, doctors, whoever the case may be, what the goals are for the business as a whole. And I know that that's something that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. That is the reality of why they're here. They're not just here because they like you and they want to help patients. Sure, that's a component of it, but they're here to make an income. And if they can't make what they need with you, they're going to go somewhere else if they can't.
And income's
Which
only
leads.
part of it too. Sorry to interrupt you, but the income's only is a big portion of it. But I think that part about the career growth, I think, is another component too that we need to focus on too. And if they're not seeing ways that they can grow and learn, and someone that's going to put that time and energy into them, into their growth, that's another reason people leave too, the good team members.
So are they clear on what the salary is now and what the salary potential is in the future, and not just from a cost of living increase or a seniority increase? We have never bought into everyone gets a pay raise after a year or 2 years or whatever it is. It's about contribution. That could be 8 weeks from now that someone is receiving a pay raise. If they've added a licensure or if they really are cross-training, they're really showing this motivation. We're not waiting a year to give that person a raise, but they need to show us what they're doing to contribute more to the company. So this is an example of how we have our paths to promotions laid out. This is for our front office team members. There's actually a second page to this, but I'm not going to torture you with all of the pages, but it shows them in very crystal clear black and white what is required of each tier. This also takes the subjectivity out of it. They have that question all the time. Well, if I'm doing better, what does that mean? If you're doing better, what does that mean to you? That could be different on a different day, right? No, it's like these are the actual skills that we need to see. Or there's licensure, of course, when it comes to back office. What do you actually need to go through the checklist to achieve? And then what are the salaries tiers that come with that? And then if you want help with whether you need to establish a path to promotion program or you're looking for ways to train some of your team members, we have a team training program both for our front office and back office. These are programs that are literally going on as we speak. We have three team members that are in this program right now in our practices. You can be training new team members with this or existing team members that honestly you thought maybe had a little bit more skills in these areas. This will set them up for success, really custom tailor a program for your offices to expedite that onboarding. Give them the resources that they need, things to go back to help set them up for success. We talk a lot about owners, doctors, you need to be focused on production, right? Trying to train a front office team member on billing insurance is not the best use of your time. And no offense intended to any of you doctors, but that's probably not your highest skill set anyway. You probably should not be the person that's training on how to bill insurance. So.
Yeah, and there's a lot into that, and that's why I think that's the main reason this first 400 program is so impactful is, even if we are the best person in our office, which is generally not the case, they're generally not going to receive it as well from us too. And the more we're training, that means the more we're not producing, like Jennifer said. But on top of that, it's not something that we really have the knowledge to do, and it's also something that it takes a lot of time from us. And so if we really focus on our team members building this first 400, running the first 400, and not the doctor. So this is team driven and not doctor driven.
Absolutely. And I mean, the end result, we all know, hiring takes work and effort. If you're able to hire for fit versus experience, that really opens up the possibility for you. Setting those clear expectations, starting that conversation with your team members openly right off the bat, that in and of itself will help you stand out. Again, so many of us shy away from having the financial conversation. Those frustrations occur when expectations are not met on either side. And having those motivated people, they want that path to success. If you have people who are really trying to start a new career, they want to see what that trajectory looks like for now and for years to come. That's how you start to build those team members who don't want to leave. We've talked a lot about loyal team members. They want to stay with you when they see the benefit for themselves from an education standpoint, from an impact standpoint, and obviously from an income standpoint.
Absolutely.
So if you would like to learn more about our programs, how we can help with establishing a training program or helping train team members that you already have in office, please feel free to reach out to us. We're happy to chat with you about it. We're on all the social media platforms. Our website is pathwaydentalsolutions.com. You can email us directly at connect@pathwaydentalsolutions.com, and we're happy to talk through some of these things with you.
Looking forward to hear from you.
All right. Talk to you guys again soon. Have a great day.